You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis will shine the spotlight on the suffering Christian communities in Syria and Iraq as he visits a Chaldean church in Georgia at the start of his 16th pastoral journey abroad. On the first day of his visit to the Caucasus region, the Pope will have an important encounter at the Syro-Chaldean Church of St. Simon the Tanner in Tbilisi with members of one of the three different rites that make up the small Catholic community in Georgia. There, he'll meet with Chaldean bishops from all over the world, led by their patriarch Louis Sacco from the Iraqi capital Baghdad. It will be a profoundly spiritual encounter as the Pope joins the church leaders in prayer for the suffering people of Syria and Iraq, so many of whom have been driven out of their ancestral lands by so-called Islamic State militants. Cardinal Ferdinando Filoni is head of the Vatican's Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, and before that he served as Apostolic Nuncio to Iraq for 5 years during the Gulf War. Pope Francis has also sent him on humanitarian missions to provide support for Iraqi refugees who fled from the conflict in their country. Cardinal Filoni talked to me about the importance of the Pope's encounter in Georgia and about the possibility of peaceful coexistence throughout the Middle East region today.
This encounter is important because many of these chief religious patriarchs, bishops, archbishops, met together recently in Amman. And most probably they will bring to the Holy Father some elements to be considered, preoccupations, difficulties. And it will be a moment in which they will exchange. They will present their point of view. They will try to understand also the meaning of the Holy Father. We don't think that we magically can solve these problems, but try to work together, to stay together, and to encourage together could be a good opportunity also for our Catholic community not to feel they are forgotten or abandoned. Sometimes we cannot solve the problems materially speaking, but it is important that they feel they are at the heart of the Church in the consideration of the Holy Father and that we are there to help them. So for those who are far away, perhaps having this opportunity to understand and to listen that they are considered, they are not abandoned, psychologically is very important.
And also to bring the attention, the world's attention, at least for a day or two, onto the problems that remain in this part of the world.
Yes. The question is not only the effects of the bombs, which are terrible, not only to find a solution to maintain the status quo, but much more to give an opportunity towards the future, which is in this moment very difficult after 5 years of a war in Syria and other in Iraq and so on. This is a land where it is possible to live together, has happened for centuries. We are sure that it could be also done today, but we need the goodwill of all and also the participation, especially of the minorities, not to be considered just those who have to accept what others, bigger, are doing. The Middle East is an area where tribes, cultures, minorities, majorities, groups lived together for centuries. So why we have to lose this opportunity to stay still together and to enrich through all these cultures and the experiences the future of this region? I hope this could be perhaps a platform where those who have powers will live. Respect and love the minorities. Sometimes the minorities in the past, they feel they are abandoned or they have to take revenge for a situation in which they suffered.
So the Pope's words of reconciliation in this sense will be very significant.
Yes, absolutely. The word of the Holy Father will be a word of reconciliation, understanding, but also justice and rights.
My thanks to Cardinal Fernando Filoni, Prefect of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples.